Mullen, seems we'll need more oil sanctions, more ability for Ukraine to hit in Russia. Insistence Europe stop buying Russian energy. By Ian Hanchett on May 27, 2025. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Hannity, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, said that it seems like negotiations with Russia are falling apart and the large sanctions bill from the Senate will strike a strong blow against the Russian economy once the time is right and we have to insist that Europe stop buying Russian energy and give Ukraine more ability to strike inside of Russia, but funded by Europe, not the US. Host Sean Hannity said, "As far as I'm concerned, there are a few things that need to happen. There are now 82 senators that have signed on to a massive sanctions bill. I think that has to happen. Two, I think we must insist that Europe stop funding this war machine of Putin and stop buying energy from Russia. Number three, I think they need to take off the handcuffs off Zelensky and let him unleash hell inside of Russia. Funded, not by the US, but by Europe. Your thoughts?" Mullen responded, "Sean, you're absolutely correct. The president has been very patient with Putin, and I get it, the reason why he did. We saw how much patience Reagan had with Gorbachev. And if Putin continues to push this envelope the way that he is, he's going to give Zelensky the tools he needs to fight back on the full scale and full support of the United States, but Europe needs to take a lead." He added that when it comes to sanctions legislation, "We have been holding off because President Trump wanted time to negotiate with Russia. Because the negotiations are breaking down, I can see, as soon as we're ready to move this bill forward, we'll be able to pass this in the Senate, we'll be able to pass it in the House, and then President Trump will sign it. The sanctions will cripple Russia's economy." Mullen further stated that negotiating new trade deals with India and China would also help cut off two large buyers of Russian oil. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.